reach the island. Welcome to the show. My name is Dave, a.k.a. Classic Dave, and this is a Fistful Podcast from FistfulPodcast.com. Back for another great week, one of our last remaining weeks. Let me introduce you to my co-host as usual. Up first, we have one Mr. Andrew Bergevin.
I put a spell on you.
I like the jokes better than the lyrics, I gotta tell you.
Oh, you want a joke?
Yeah.
Give me a second.
I've come to expect those.
Did you really want a joke?
Your Wang.
Welcome
nailed it.
Andy looks up a joke on the internet.
Why did the hipster drown?
Because, I don't know.
He went ice skating on the pond before it was cool.
Whoa.
Oh, snap.
Also in studio there next to Andy, we have Adam J. Hubbard Esquire.
And now you're mine.
Why are we doing that?
I don't know. I just went with it.
We are a Creedence Clearwater Revival.
They didn't do that song, did they?
No, it's
They at least covered it at once.
But they wouldn't have
it's
any...
It's on one of my vinyl records, and if it's on vinyl, it's very old.
True, but
that's
I don't think
true.
That...
That's not true.
My Sonic Adventure soundtrack on vinyl, 50 years old.
If it's not, like, their song originally, though, what do they fucking care? They're like, eh.
Meh.
Obviously, it was the Sanderson Sisters.
It was the Sanderson Sisters.
Yeah, I think it was Mildred and Patty Hill. They wrote that immediately after finishing Happy Birthday.
Mm-hmm. That's why nobody sings that song at people's birthdays.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Every time you go to like a TGIF or like a Red Robin, they'll never sing I Put a Spell on You.
Yeah, look it up.
Yeah, they have to sing a knockoff.
It's on Wikipedia.
I cast a charm on you.
That's too close even.
You cast a charm on me.
Okay, that's better. Imagine how would Yoda sing it, and that's how you get away with it legally.
Yeah, do that one next.
A spell on you, I put.
You don't have to pronounce it like him. Just rearrange the orders like he would.
Oh.
Oh.
Guys, I'm going to express some insecurities here. Does this look good?
Yes. I think it looks great.
Also, okay. Hi, I'm here. Hello.
I know, but I can't
say
something. Say something again, Krista.
Hello.
Okay, I'm making sure you're there. Oh, yeah, Krista's here. Anyway, guys, so does this look good?
Give me a profile.
I think
it looks good.
Yeah.
I don't know how much longer I'd let it get.
That's the thing. I'm for those of you who can't see what Adam and Andy are seeing, talking about my beard. I was grooming it because there's nothing I like more after a long day is to come home, run a comb through this bad boy, put a little beard oil, a little beard balm.
I envy the both of you because you both have straight beard hair.
Here's the thing.
If you start using stuff on it,
I've got curly beard hair.
I'm getting this wave down here that I think is...
Why are we talking about... David's become one of those beard people.
Yep.
I think he's talking about cutting it down or off at this point.
Don't cut it off. I think you look great.
No, I'm not going to cut it off, but I'm definitely going to shape it up because, like, the videos that I'm watching, they're like, hey, man, just when in doubt, keep growing, and then you could trim it down to the thing you want later. But I think the thing I want later is a little...
the face topiary.
In the past already.
But here's the thing. I have clippers that are like you can adjust like barber's clippers. Anytime I'm like, okay, let's adjust this beard, and we'll start at the very first one. It's like, well, that's too short. Take it off.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You have to avoid those pitfalls. I barely cut these things, except I did have to take some scissors to it because. In my beard, there are blonde and gray hairs, and there just so happened to be one on either side of my nose that came down and were blonde, so they look like tiny baby vampire teeth.
Still got that boogie.
And when it was just the one, I was like, oh, I got to get the guy. And then another one came out the same way, and it looked like I was growing my training fangs.
Training fangs.
It's just going to get worse.
Yeah, I had to get those, and I think I'm okay now, but I definitely need this cleaned up, but I'm not going to touch it myself.
I let the beard grow out, but the mustache, I comb it down until like it's all in front of my mouth, and then I cut it down so it's not like it's just above my lip. Anything that I can eat on my mustache is too long.
Yeah. Well, you just got to pull it to the side, man. You get some balm, pull that thing. You get a nice thick mustache. You won't like. Here's the thing: when
that's
people
not
think,
for everyone.
Welcome to Mustache Hour.
Well, here's the thing: when people are like, "Oh, that's a pedo mustache," you're thinking of that mustache where you comb it down and cut it off. If you grow that baby and push it to the side, it stays out of your mouth, and you don't look like a pedophile.
And
no, the
like
pedo
children.
Mustache is thin, isn't it?
Like, if I combed this down and cut it, I would legit look like a pedophile Amish person.
Yeah. No. David, the pedo mustache is a pedo mustache because it's just the mustache. It's like a cop went rogue.
No.
You can't have a pedophile mustache that is also part of a beard.
No, but a pedophile mustache is not going to be a full mustache that he is maintaining. He's doing that for God knows what reason. I don't know why they all do that.
To hide his hair lip.
Okay, yeah. So, but here's the thing. If you're going to do a short mustache, that's what that is. Fill it out. It'll look fine. And people won't be like, ew, pedo mustache. They'll be like, hey, that's a guy who put some time into that fucking thing. He obviously doesn't have time to spend it with children.
Oh, wait, I have a quick question.
Sure.
Does your brother have the police mustache?
No.
No?
No. He goes completely shaved except for when they all stop in November.
Shaved November.
Yeah.
Then he gets a full-on everything.
My dad got his police mustache very early on in his life. When my brother joined the police force, grew a mustache. Mm-hmm. When my sister's husband joined the police force, mustache.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think the cop mustache is so close to the pedophile mustache that because when they let you have a mustache, it has to be trimmed and neat and tidy. So you can't grow out a big, bushy, good-looking mustache. You just get this, like, what the
maybe
fuck is
maybe in England.
That? Yeah, maybe in England.
We'd have to ask Jason Forrest.
Yeah, well, he's off. I don't know. I can't seem to nail him down. He's all over the world.
Well, anytime you post on Facebook, it's like, look, I'm in another part of England interviewing the Queen's mum, and she's been dead for 5 years.
Just a jet-setting playboy.
Yeah, or to, you know, doing food shots. Yeah. So that's the thing. Like, moral of the story is, I was like very concerned that I was like, oh my god, this is so thin, I look like I'm wearing a false beard. And if I'm going to be wearing a fake beard, like, that's the thing, when you put on a fake beard, it's just like having a real beard. Like, all the problems of wearing a fake
shiftier.
beard. Kind of, but I mean, all the problems of wearing a fake beard are the same ones you have with a real beard, because the hair is always in your mouth and it's always falling in places and falling on food and shit, and it's just that you can't ever take it off.
Nah, see, I've worn fake beards before, and have you ever had spirit gum on your face?
No.
It's the stuff that they used to, like, if you don't have a fake beard that, like, hooks onto your ears, the stuff they used to stick to your face, and you can only talk like this, because if you move your mouth too much, the mustache just goes and curls up.
Why have you worn a fake beard?
I was in drama class in middle school.
He wanted to change his persona at school one year, and they were like, Andy, you're 12. Get that mustache off your face.
I said, hi, I'm Andy the Prospector.
Yes. Gold.
I'm from Virginia City, coming to learn about the great state.
Yeehaw. Yeah. Virginia City isn't Nevada, you dick.
I know. But maybe he came, you know, from Virginia City to Reno to learn about California.
Virginia City to even silverier.
All the way to Reno.
Virginia-ier. Oh, my God. So what's happening on your end? What's up?
Oh, so many papers. And you know what? I hate work.
Yeah, I think we all do, right?
Well, but I hate it in that I was like, okay, guys, I'm going to need like a week off to finish a bunch of papers. They're like, that's not a good enough excuse.
Well, you know, from Target's standpoint, I mean, who gives a fuck about you?
David, there was two fucking fist fights in Target this week.
Cool. Who won?
Well, okay, Target, so the first wins. One, they were very similar circumstances.
Uh-huh.
So the first one, apparently, a couple teenagers were yelling at this big, jack, muscle-bound, tattooed guy in the parking lot, like they insulted him or something, and then they ran into him again in the back of Target, like near the electronics.
Uh-huh.
And they started insulting them again, so he just threw a punch and punched one of the kids square in the face.
Nice. Yeah, no shit. Why would, like...
good on him.
Didn't cartoons teach these kids, like, how... Like, when SpongeBob goes up to the guy with the huge muscles and all the tattoos, he gets his face punched in. Every cartoon character, everybody on TV has been kicked up and down the halls by a huge dude at some point. So why would you make that your target?
David, then he picked up the other kid and slammed him into a mid-lane display.
Oh, boy.
Police were called. No charges were filed.
That is kind of awesome, because I'm sure that guy, I don't know what he did to deserve it, but like, you don't you don't see a cat trying to pick a fight with a lion.
Well, yeah. Like, they were already giving him shit in the parking lot, and then they found him again and did it again.
Well, no, I think he found them, and he was like, "You fucking kids."
Oh.
That's somewhat on him then.
There are some people you look at and you know, I shouldn't fuck with that guy. Like, if they have a top and bottom rocker and they're riding a Harley, don't mess with that dude. If he's like 7.5 feet tall and he weighs 400 pounds and he's super jacked, I wouldn't mess with that guy either.
He was about 5'9", super jacked, and he was there with his white trash mama that had her hair dyed black and it was poofed out everywhere, too much makeup, and she smelled like cigarettes. Mm. She was buying him a crock pot.
Oh, so I bet I know the subject of the ridicule now.
The next fist fight was very similar. A couple of juggalos.
Oh, no.
Cut off a guy in the parking lot. Cut off a jack guy in the parking lot.
Why? What's happening with all these jack dudes in your town, Andy?
There's jack dudes everywhere.
Around here.
They ran into each other once again near the back of Target. The guy threw a punch. The one juggalo dodged it, and the other juggalo put him into a headlock. He jumped on the back of the guy, put him into a headlock, and then started punching him in the face. Juggalos won.
Oh, no!
Big guy zero.
Number one, I can't believe juggalos still exist. I feel like those are more outdated.
They didn't have the makeup on, but they both had like the Hatchet Man shirts.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Still, those people, anyone who is like into the Insane Clown Posse enough to buy their merchandise, I'm sure considers themselves a juggalo, because there's two types of people in the world. Juggalos and then...
people who know how magnets work. Yeah, they won. And once again, no charges filed.
So maybe it's like your parking lot. There's a sign out there somewhere that says, "Got a beef? Meet me in the back of the Target," you know, and settle the score there. Or like, maybe it's like an unknown, maybe it's some sort of underground cult where nerds get beaten up, or sometimes beat up muscly dudes.
Well, I keep going around the parking lot picking fights with people. And then I say, "Look for the big jack guy in the back of Target." That'll be me.
That'll be me.
It's true. Adam does that every day. And I'm like, "Hey, stop.
That guy doesn't look anything like you."
Oh,
he does fit the description he said to look for.
Yeah, I can't. I've never worked in a place that got any violence.
Well, David, trashy white people love to fight in grocery stores.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about them. Maybe, do carts make people unnecessarily angry?
Yeah, it's got to be the carts.
The wheels squeak at a frequency that sets people off.
Oh, yeah, it's like the brown noise, except it's like the white trash dog whistle.
Yeah, it's only trashy white people.
It really depends on where your target is, because my target is nothing like what the one you're describing. I'm sure it exists, because there's shades of every color in this rainbow that we call Target, but I've never had the same problems that you do, but I'm never there for 8 hours a day either. Yeah.
I'll tell you the exact same thing I told Adam, is I'm at self-checkout pretty much 8 hours a day every day, watching these people. David, if I'm watching a movie like, say, Aladdin...
Okay.
And they're like, you're a street rat, and you'll always be a street rat. I'm like, he's going to pick himself up, and he's going to be a prince. Just you watch. Meanwhile, I walk up to people at the self-check. I'm like, you're trash, and you'll always be trash.
I'll have your hands for a trophy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't self-checkout, however much it saves a company, did not do any favors to society.
David, the other day I had to very closely watched some people who were going to steal shit, but I was watching them. So the lady tried four more credit cards that all failed, and then they stood off to the side, slowly inching towards the, like, "Oh, let me call my bank." She picked up her iPhone, pretended to dial, and she's like, "I'm talking," like, she kept on, it's like, "Oh, it'll just be a few more minutes," but every once in a while she'd turn and pull her phone away, and I could see it was just on the menu. And eventually they decided that I was watching them too closely. So they're like, she was like, "Oh, I'm just going to step outside. It's bad reception." And then I see them just walk to their car.
Wow. You're like the beat cop of Target.
No, we have a security guy. I'm just there to insult the customers.
Yeah, but that keeps them in line.
"Oh, hey, fella. It looks like you accidentally hit the cancel button because you can't fucking read. Let me fix that for you."
That's funny.
You're the Clippy of self-checkouts.
Yeah. Well, and I don't understand how self-checkouts are still baffling to people. We've had them for, what, 15 years?
Well, oh,
Andy,
David.
Andy was just telling me today that they're totally changing up the self-checkout game.
The grocery store right next to me is doing a bold maneuver.
Ooh, what's that? They're putting actual robots to help you?
No, they're tearing out some of the normal lanes and putting in a second self-checkout. Now, the second self-checkout is entirely dependent on you getting into the store and grabbing a PDA.
Oh, no.
You then scan the items as you're putting them in your cart, and you bag them at the same time. Scan the items, go to the self-checkout, and either the PDA reads to the register or you scan it, and then you pay and leave.
We're right next
to a high school. Those PDAs are going to go missing, and all the old people that they constantly bring in there are going to just be like, ugh.
Yeah, no shit. And number two on that, how, like, let's say I fill up a thing with groceries and I only scan half of it. Who's to stop me?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was, like, Adam and I were saying.
The opportunity for theft is just through the roof.
This is going to be great for me and Alex.
We're going to steal everything.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, if you're bagging it as you're shopping. So that's like, okay, yeah, just like, oh, I'm making the motion of, like, and then you go, beep. Like, oh, wow, that dog food was free. I wonder how much this will be. Beep.
The only way I could see this working is if it was in a Costco situation where they, like, check your bag and receipt on the way out.
Yeah.
They might have to.
Yeah.
As you leave that, I didn't think about that. They might have somebody just for that self-checkout that checks your receipt as you leave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and another crazy thing is, like, self-checkout lanes are a clusterfuck. There's just this huge open space, and there's no structure. Or six of them, however, and then people are animals, and they don't know how to form lines like they're fucking, you know, birds.
That's my other fucking job, David, is to point at people and go, you, there.
Yeah, like, how can a flock of geese flying south for the winter can get in a fucking line, and all these goddamn mouth breathers are like, nope, don't know, were you here first? And then, like, the oblivious old bitch who just wanders in and, like, stands in front of you?
Well, here's another one of my favorite things, David, is telling people to go and get back in line. Like, no, go back over there. When they wander, and, like, they wander up, they see somebody that's almost done, they go and stand right behind them and, like, go stand over there, you idiot. There's something called a fucking personal bubble.
It blows my mind. I'm glad you're there keeping the peace. The ones I go to are always fucking chaos because they put some 16-year-old behind there, and I don't even know if they tell them, like, hey, man, keep order of the line. They're just like, hey, you know, as long as no one gives a fuck what you're doing and you don't cause any problems, make sure people have IDs when they buy booze.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone knows how they're supposed to work.
They always put me on self-checkout because everybody else is like, oh, it's so boring. I'm like, look, I got a great imagination, and I like, once you start filling my day with hatred, over, like, I'll just steam for a while, and then the day's over.
My brilliant imagination will get me through this work day.
Well, no, I'll just sit there and, like,
It's like an R-rated Bobby's World.
Kind of.
No, like, you're like standing at self-checkout, and then we go into your head, and you're like smashing some white trash dude in the head with an axe.
Well, David, have you ever seen Making a Murderer?
No.
That's it. Film me at Target. That's an episode of Making a Murderer.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be out of customer service. You have no idea. And the fact that you always come to me with these stories, number one, spiritually uplifting to me because I love it when others suffer. But number two, really reinforces that point.
And then at the end of the semester now, I have just pages and pages and pages to write, and I don't care.
So I don't understand the purpose of writing papers. You'll never have to write a paper in your real life.
Most jobs, no. I could see some jobs where you'd have to, but not like that. Not like you do in school.
Well, at what job are they going to be like, hey man, read this book and give me a breakdown of it in five paragraphs? Well,
no, like, the two papers I actually wrote this week were on the Bayou Tapestry.
Oh, yeah. You sure you're saying that right?
Yes. Bayeux.
Yeah.
And I had to write a paper about how social media is ruining teenagers.
In favor of it ruining teenagers?
Well, no, I came down on my paper was about how teenagers have two personalities, basically the one they have online, that, like, this fake thing that they stage, and the one that they don't show anybody except for their friends.
Yeah.
Whereas back in our day, as an old man,
Yeah.
Like, you had to, like, you could present a face, but people could break through that pretty easy, at least with me.
Yeah, because online, all you got is a snapshot and, like, some funny, like, online is you at your absolute best.
It's the most distilled version of you.
Yeah, and then when they get you in real life and they realize, oh, man, there's a bunch more shit in here.
There's a bunch of more shit on you.
Yeah, so I feel like you had to be more authentic. Well, that's why everyone is an asshole in real life and online, so I guess that doesn't work.
David, people are even more of an asshole online. We were playing Overwatch earlier, and some guy just started yelling about Jews.
He wasn't really saying bad stuff. He was like, man, this is like Jew luck or something.
You got that Jew luck? And I was like, oh, Jesus. And then he was like, oh, here's my schmeckles. And I was like, I'm just going to block you now.
It wasn't like overtly offensive, but like...
Yeah, yes, it was.
Was it? Shekels is real money.
Technically.
But he's doing it in like a way that's like, oh, let me count my shekels.
He was like, oi.
So if I said, let me count my dollars, is that an American slur?
Well, shekels isn't a thing that's used
shekels
anymore,
is a
though.
Thing.
It was a thing.
It is a thing. I was over in Israel.
Oh, Adam was in Israel, so.
I have shekels at home.
Oh, well, yeah, but still, come on, Adam. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing about the internet. The internet is like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde situation, but there's two formulas. One that turns you into the monster that you really are, or one that like tries to force yourself into like this better, more attractive, more upbeat version of yourself. So that's why there's a lot of like self-aggrandizing and a lot of like, fuck you, I hate your guts, because there's some monsters, and then we have vanity, and the rest of us don't really post a lot.
Oh, the rest of us, says David, who constantly post photos.
Yeah.
I do like your photos, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm doing this goddamn thing, so I might as well show it to somebody.
Yeah, I cook a lot, and you know, anytime I cook something, I post a picture. David always posts saying, that looks like shit.
I don't recall this at all. You keep bringing this up. I don't recall that.
Hey, look at that baby diarrhea you made, fucker.
What?
I'm like, oh, yeah, thanks. That was some pretty good chili, I guess.
Not cool, David.
No,
look at you. You made some nachos, asshole.
I don't think that's true. What you start doing it again, Andy. Let's run this experiment again. I don't want to force you out of sharing your hobby, something you hold pride in. I don't want that on my shoulder. So start it up again. And if the same outcome happens, then I'll be completely blown away.
I'm going to admit, when you spend 5 hours cooking chili, it does look like poop.
Chili always looks like poop.
Still, I can tell this is a big chip on your shoulder, and I want to right the wrongs.
Just start putting David down when he posts his pictures.
But yeah. David's pictures are usually pretty good.
Don't tell him that. You're doing this all wrong.
Yes, yes. Yeah, well, moral of the story, Andy, get back to doing that.
No.
All right.
Well, guys, here's something that happened.
I'm making taquitos and guacamole tonight. I don't want to hear about how guacamole looks like boogers.
None of this sounds like a trademark me.
The
like,
more you go
it
on
doesn't
about
seem
this,
clever
it
enough.
Less
it doesn't
like
seem like it doesn't have my earmarks, Andy. I'm not sure I'm buying your story here. Like,
keep talking.
These seem like ham-fisted, I don't know, like maybe someone disguised as me, but maybe it was like a 7-year-old snuck onto
somebody
my account.
Somebody that might have been me.
Yeah, even if you find something, Andy, Dave is just going to say his account was hacked.
Yeah. Get me something and I will tell you it is hacked.
David's defense is airtight.
it is pretty airtight.
Listen, hacks were a lot of happening. Oh, God.
What?
Hacks were a lot of happening, guys.
A lot of happening.
Listen, attacks were a lot of happening on Facebook around the time I was trashing your food.
Yeah, it was one of them Russian bots.
Yeah.
A photo of chili. It just says, chili, this detestable looking substance reassembles diarrhea boiling on a camping stove.
Now that sounds like me.
In David's defense, that was some pretty gross looking chili.
Please.
And it has to be David because he doesn't proofread his stuff first.
Oh my God. Listen, hey, now, see, that sounds like me, autocorrect and all. So I'm willing to own up to
that.
Homemade
fried chicken, it says, David Lindblad. It looks like fried hell.
I remember that one now.
That's all coming back to him.
Oh, no. Andy, I'm sorry.
Your past sins have come to haunt you.
Oh, my God. Now that you say it in my own words, they do sound like me. Oh,
that what you just said? Yeah, that sounds familiar.
I mean, I don't remember saying those exact things, but they are in the correct syntax. So, Andy, I apologize.
That fried chicken was made with shaved apple.
And love.
Shaved apple?
Yeah, the batter had not shaved, but like pulped apple.
Oh, like smashed or like grand?
Yeah, kind of like applesauced apple. Without the cinnamon or any shit.
Interesting. Andy, bring back your passion. I will not...
Oh, no, I still have my passion. David, I bought another $50 knife.
Well, you should also maybe look into Pampered Chef. And you can buy it from me.
Does Pampered Chef sell Wusthof knives?
Well, probably not Wusthof.
They're sponsoring the show, guys. Show a little love.
I was looking at pancake bottles earlier, so...
What the hell is a pancake bottle?
It's a bottle for pancake batter.
I don't understand.
You take the bottle... Put your pancake batter in it.
The batter under the pan.
You done shook it up.
Why?
So it makes it easier than a ladle.
What's so difficult about a ladle?
Do you not cook, Adam?
I cook pancakes.
Yeah, well, when you have a ladle, there's a higher ladle? Substantial amount of drops falling all over the goddamn stove than if you just have a bottle.
When you take the ladle out of the bowl, you wipe the bottom on the edge of the bowl. Listen, so you're not a goddamn animal.
You can do whatever you want. No matter how much wiping, you can get a paper towel on the bottom of that goddamn thing. I swear to Christ, at least once during that whole batch of pancake batter, you're going to drop it on your goddamn burner, and you're going to be like, oh, why?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, do you have an electric stove or a gas stove? Okay, so we here have advanced, you know, those advanced gas stoves that actually work.
Yeah, electrical stoves are garbage.
Technically, they're less advanced because gas came before electricity.
Yeah, electric stoves are garbage.
I know, but I have no choice. We can't. There's no place in Arizona that offers natural gas. God damn it! Every time I ask, I say, "Does this have natural gas?" They say, "No, nobody does." And quit asking.
Pounding on the governor's door. Where's my natural gas?
Yeah. You asshole, Ted Cruz. Give me my. No, that's Texas.
Yeah. I have a sign on a sandwich board that says, give me natural gas or kiss my fat ass.
Nice.
It's a good. He just displays it. He displays it at the end of a freeway exit, and people give him money.
He just sits on his front lawn.
Then sometimes people fart on me.
But
I suppose I asked for it.
From their butt cheeks comes a $1 bill.
From their butt cheeks to God's ears. So, guys, check it out. We got an email that I'm going to read to you. It comes from Kayla.
It's Kayla. Okay.
That's Kayla. So, wrote this long-ass email. I'll spare you the details because most of them for me. But she does harken back to the time we used to do Ask Adams. So guess what, Adam?
Whoa, no.
Nope, that's a wrong guess. We're going to do some Ask Adams.
Oh, was I actually supposed to guess?
Okay, guys, so sound drops don't exist anymore,
no
so we
sound
need
drops.
To.
Ask Adam! There we go.
Not bad.
We're really taking it back to the old days when Andy was our only soundboard.
Yeah, Andy was our only source of jingles once upon a time.
Yeah, that's what forced me into getting the soundboard in the first place. All right, guys. So, not guys, Adam. Adam.
Feel free to chime in.
If I were to pour both a 12-ounce can of RC Cola and a 12-ounce can of Sprite into a 32-ounce cup, then add ice until it were full, would that ice melt into 8 ounces of water, diluting the makeshift, diluting my makeshift Crystal Pepsi? So, okay.
I wasn't expecting a word problem.
So that's 24 ounces of soda plus ice.
Okay, so go over the numbers with me again.
Okay, if I were to pour both a 12-ounce can of RC Cola and a 12-ounce can of Sprite into a 32-ounce cup, then add ice until it were full, would that ice melt into 8 ounces of water, diluting my makeshift Crystal Pepsi?
The problem with water is that when water freezes, it forms a crystal matrix and gets bigger.
Mm-hmm.
That's why ice floats in water, is because it's less dense. So when your ice cubes melt, I think you're going to have less volume.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, definitely.
Also, Crystal Pepsi is clear.
Yeah, well, I guess what Kayla is trying to do is recreate... And also, why not use Pepsi instead of RC Cola?
Yeah, why RC Cola?
Because RC Cola is Royal Crown Cola. It's got a Royal Crown.
Yeah, nobody uses it with Royal Crown.
But
no, everybody goes with Coke, which is the superior soda.
Number one, how dare you? Number two, I believe the unique chemical compounds in the RC Cola with the Sprite make the Crystal Pepsi. So maybe I'll try that recipe someday.
Yeah, let's try that sometime.
It's like, you know, those punches you used to make when you were kids, and you bring them somewhere, it's like Sprite, and then a whole bucket of fucking sherbet and shit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
This is the adult equivalent, because there's no sherbet in it. All right, Adam, here's the next one.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah.
This is a quiz.
I've seen mammals yawn and sneeze just like people do, but I can't imagine other creatures doing it. Can a fly yawn or a spider sneeze? And if a spider did sneeze but tried to keep its eyes open, would all of them burst?
No, all the web would come out the back. But it can't sneeze because spiders have book lungs. They don't exhale or inhale. It's just an open airway.
We were discussing this earlier today.
That is weird.
Not me and Adam, me and my wife.
Oh.
Well,
also weird.
That's a weird coincidence, and their breathing systems are weird. So there's two weird things, guys.
And I don't know about flies, but they don't have regular people mouths, and if they did, that would be weird.
No, their proboscis comes out and goes.
But they don't have lungs either. I imagine they're working on the same like matrix of tubes.
They might be. I don't know offhand for flies.
Listen, the inside of a fly is a lot like the internet. It's just a series of tubes.
Yeah, where people go to bitch at each other.
Yeah.
The internet is run by flies.
All right, last one, Adam. Steel yourself for this, you blackguard.
Don't blackguard me.
Before the show callback for everyone listening.
For everyone listening in the house.
Dear Adam, what is the statute of limitations for ownership of million-dollar ideas mentioned on the show that haven't been seen to completion? I think there's a market for a Kama Sutra-style book based on supermarket foods, and I'd rather not share the rights if I don't have to. Plus, if the FFOP website and archives are disappearing along with the podcast, then there won't be any record of anyone who ever thought of it first.
She's very right.
But you haven't thought of David's journals.
True. I keep... many leather-bound rawhide journals.
Well, David used to keep the speckled cover.
Yeah.
the notebooks. I still have so many composition notebooks. If I turn around right now, I can see two.
So many.
But these are only two that happen to be hanging around. I've got piles of these in the closet.
Ooh, college ruled.
As long as they're all dated, then David has a case still.
Yeah, well, I always date them, and I always take them out on dates. But really, here's the thing about composition notebooks.
Don't wait up,
Krista. Krista's date night. Let me pack my backpack full of college ruled notebooks.
Yep.
Here's the thing about composition notebooks. You walk into a grocery store, they say, "Hey, man, have two for $1." You say, "Yeah,
hell yeah."
Like, how do you say no to that? Like, it's paper. That's a nice resource. You can write in it. You can draw on it.
You can burn it.
Once there's no dry land left, you're going to want to hold on to that paper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This composition notebook alone can buy me almost all of the land left above water. And you know what? You guys are laughing now, but when I've got 90 acres and a bunch of topless Filipino whores...
It strikes me that they didn't try very hard to find dry land if there's one with an entire fucking mountain on it.
Right?
And also, like, one map? What? Whose idea was that?
Where did Tom Tom go?
What is going on with that movie, guys? I don't think it was very good.
What are we talking about?
Come to think of it, I don't think it was well thought out.
It does have Dennis Hopper.
It's Waterworld, Krista.
I've never seen it.
Obviously.
Count yourself lucky. I saw it at the drive-in.
Oh,
I don't think because Waterworld came out right around the time DVDs were like building steam, right?
Once again, first DVD I ever got, Titan AE. I tell you what, I was looking for the Titan AE soundtrack the other day.
It doesn't
exist unless you get it on like CD or tape.
Yeah, that's why I got it on CD and then I put it on my iPod.
Going back to the question.
Yeah.
Got to stay away from that stuff. If you come and talk to us, we're reasonable. We'll have a very reasonable cut of royalties from your production of whatever product you're going to sell.
Like 5%.
But if you don't come to us, then we're going to come at you with everything we have.
Which isn't much.
But it will be annoying.
It'll be fucking fierce.
Whereas most people would bring a cannon, this is like a BB gun.
I have hired a lawyer with very small hands.
We have a lawyer with a BB gun.
We hired Hastings and Hastings, the discount accident lawyers, and they're coming for you.
We shoot judges with BB guns, says the billboard.
The alt is the, he's holding the BB gun and like pumping it. He's like, I'll give that one 5 pumps. Holy shit.
Another $10, I'll give it another 10.
But speaking of old music, guys, back there, I've been nonstop listening to, remember that game Shivers and Shivers 2, that series?
Oh, yeah. Love those games.
All of you guys love those games. I love watching people play those games because I cannot parse that shit.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I used to watch Sean play, but I have been listening to Trip Cyclone like for weeks. And the songs are so ridiculously stupid, but I can't stop because like...
They're catchy.
Not only are they catchy, but they're like... You know how like in a movie they'll have like a generic version that has all the cliches of the music happening at that time period? Mm-hmm. That's what this shit is. Yeah. It's like it encapsulated all the terrible and like cliche shit of the 90s in four tracks that is like instead of drinking iced tea, you're just drinking liquid sugar.
I was just listening to one of those songs like a couple days ago and thinking like almost the exact same thing.
It's the craziest thing. It's like, it's such a concentrated version. It would be like opening up that frozen can of orange shit and just drinking it straight. Holy shit.
Now that I have Amazon Music, I have access to pretty much all of American music, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I look on my iTunes music and it's just anime theme songs.
That is not surprising.
Like there's an anime theme I'm like, buy that. But what I've been listening to lately, if you want a 90s throwback, is Lit.
Oh, yeah. Love Lit. I love...
They only have one album, right? Right? As far as everybody's concerned.
I have three. Now, A Place in the Sun is by far number one. Their self-titled isn't bad. It's got a couple of hits, but not much. And then, like, there was one that I can't even remember. It was so bad.
So, speaking of music, I woke up the other day and my phone alerted me that it was record store day. Yay. So I immediately went back to sleep.
Okay.
Have you ever been to a record store day?
No. I didn't even know this was a holiday.
So record store day is a thing where they release a bunch of what is going to be very rare records. Mm-hmm. Because they only printed them for record store day. Last year, the one that I wanted was the Batman sound, all of Prince's songs from the Batman soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Bat Dance? Fuck yeah. We arrived at the place... at one of the record stores that was selling this stuff an hour early, and there was already a line out the door. I said, well, fuck record store day.
Yeah, that's so the same thing I feel about free comic book day.
Yeah.
Well, all it does is promote scalpers to show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sell this shit. So it was like record store day. I didn't even look at anything this year. I was just like, well, if anything was released, I won't buy it.
Yeah, you have to be a very hardcore fan of something to show up for any of those specialty days.
Well, I suppose that does count for any specialty days for anything.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Anyone who has a hobby will or, you know, interest or whatever, everybody has a day where it's like, hey, man, today's the day that everything's super cheap. And that's when everyone rushes in. And I don't think I have that type of dedication
for
literally anything.
Record store day is still, every record's like $30 to $40.
Yeah, I you know, the more I think about records, the more I think how insanely flawed they are as a capacity to hold media in. But, yeah. You know, it's got that retro charm that you just can't turn away from.
I do love them.
It would be as if, because like, and we kind of have that now, like people, we have Kindles, but everyone likes to read books because it's like partially a throwback and partially like it's comfortable because it's familiar. But it would be like if there were people still chiseling their grocery lists into little stone tablets.
I don't think they did that for groceries.
But you know, hipsters, you got to get a small sheet of like soapstone and you just little clink, 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 milk, cheese, eggs, you know, that kind of shit. And then you just throw it on the ground, bam, and it returns to the earth from Boom. Whence it came.
This is economical and eco-friendly. Yeah,
soapstone, totally bitch. Green. Ugh. You could gravel your front drive in broken grocery lists.
Man, okay, so if we were graveling our front drive in broken grocery lists, do you think over the course of driving it might make some sort of poetry or short story?
No, it would probably just break the pieces smaller and smaller.
I was
going to
say, it would probably over the course of time just make smaller rocks.
You guys suck.
like grocery lists or the
play
refrigerator.
Play with me. Play with me in this space, David.
Yeah, it's the refrigerator poetry of the driveway. The old shopping list made out of stone. Okay, here's another thing. Stone Age, what were the chisels made out of? Stone. Something isn't adding up.
Well, different rocks are harder than others.
I don't know, Adam. I've not seen that.
I don't that. Know about that. You've got to check the sources.
I don't know. It seems like any rock can be broken very easily with a small hammer, according to cartoons, or it's very difficult to break them, even though they're the exact same rock.
Hmm.
I'm gonna pray on this.
I hate that.
Pray on this.
All right, so Andy, people were coming to me left and right saying, no, we haven't done the Johnny Bravo Craigslist. I said, I get it, guys. I'll tell Andy. So Andy, consider yourself told.
I've looked on the dark corners of the internet. I can't remember the rest of it.
What do you got
this
for
This is
us?
Creeping on Craigslist.
Yeah, totally is.
This is called the case against, quote, female self-esteem, unquote.
I will never grow tired of unnecessary quotes. They always bring like this lightness and this joy to every ad because who are they quoting? Themselves?
Yeah.
Like if I were to like, hey, my name is David. I live in a house. What are we doing here?
Well, you're living in your house.
Yeah, my house. You can quote me on that because it is mine.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I love insecure women.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay, now start the Craigslist.
Yeah. Come on, Andy. Quit editorializing here.
Wait, what? No.
Hey, but listen, the broken ones are the easiest to manipulate. Am I right, bros? Oh, high gross. Five and Jaeger bombs.
All right. Well, I'm hanging up on David. Whenever a girl I'm talking to brags about how she's confident and strong...
You know that shit's a lie, because women are terrible.
I can feel my dick deflating like a punctured tire.
Duh. Ugh. That quickly?
Oh, there's a goat head in this.
I'd still bang her, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, you're
her
not going to turn that away.
Her personality doesn't negate the fact that she has a slamming body.
Yeah. Jeez. Sweet snatch, lady.
Your body's like a slammer for pogs.
My dick is the pogs. That pussy's a slammer.
Oh, my God. There's a pickup line in there.
Somewhere. We'll figure it out later.
You need
hey, baby,
time.
Is your vagina a stack of pogs? Because I'd like it to meet the slammer.
No, her pussy's the slammer and your dick is the pogs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if anything, that's the most phallic thing in this scenario.
Yeah, you have a tall, meaty pile of pogs that you want to have it slammed down on.
Meaty pogs.
Does anybody else remember those sausage pogs?
No.
Number two. Here's
made
another
sausage.
Yeah, I don't think an adult woman, like if you were like, hey, baby, your pussy's a slammer, she'd be like, what?
Because you know, I like my dick to be jailed up in it.
They used to be called milk caps. What are you, an idiot?
It's from Hawaii, you ass. And then she walks off, and I'm like, what the fuck? But a crucial part of the attraction is lost. I'd be less offended if she ripped a fart in my face.
I would not. I would be more
that's
offended.
My thing.
Yeah. He's like, you know what? On my list of kinks, farts are pretty high up there.
They're just there. The idea that women should have self-esteem or need it
gross.
Beyond a low baseline to ensure they don't commit suicide or become psycho stalkers is one of the most disastrous social engineering experiments of the modern era.
Experiment.
Experiments.
Yeah, you know, just because you know how to string a sentence together doesn't, like, make your misogyny okay. Like, if someone was like, hey, man, you're a misogynist, and you're like, no, let me weave you this word tapestry. You're still a misogynist. You're just a long-winded one.
Let me weave you a sexist poetry.
Find your way out of this word monkey puzzle.
Like, if I'm like...
word monkey puzzle.
If I'm like, hey, man, what are your feelings towards women? And you whip out the Odyssey for misogyny, I'm going to be like, all right, I get it. I get it.
A woman with excessive confidence is like a man with a vagina.
Awesome. You mean, wait, a man with a vagina is a woman. So a woman with confidence is like a woman.
Oh my gosh.
It's an attribute that is, at best, superfluous, and at worst prevents women from fulfilling their natural biological and social functions.
Ouch.
Well, yeah, I imagine if a woman found a man and then found out he had a vagina, she'd be upset that she found a woman.
Oh, another woman. I'm a lesbian now.
Hey, you said you were a man.
Nope, never was.
Oh, man. Fooled again.
Oh, woman. In order for America to right itself, there needs to be a massive and concerted war on female self-esteem.
Yeah, I mean, what's with all these female scientists? They should be at home sciencing up a cake.
Baking is like science. Baking, let's be honest.
I'm not going to lie. Baking is like chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, stick that in your science hole, lady scientist, and get back in the kitchen. That's your laboratory. You're experimenting on making a ham taste good.
You better only make white bread.
Marbled rye.
You're mixing the breads.
Holy shit! Yeah, this is good old fashioned misogyny through the lens of a millennial.
It's super great. From the moment they're old enough to speak, girls in America are bombarded with propaganda that artificially boosts their self-esteem.
Artificially?
How do you artificially boost someone's self-esteem?
I mean, it's already pretty abstract, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no fool's gold for self-esteem. Like, no one's going to be like, hey, that's a fake. And you'd be like, no, my veneer is crumbling. My self-esteem pyrite has been discovered.
They're told that they're special, S-H-P-E-C-I, special.
Oh. Wait a minute, is this being written by Carol Channing?
They're being told that this is special.
Yeah. Or Dana Carvey as the church lady? Is this a co-authorship?
They're basically the same person.
Yeah.
And U-Neek, U-Neek, because they have an extra X chromosome.
I don't think it's extra.
Yeah, isn't it just...
It's just
like,
in replace of a Y.
They have the one?
Like, it's not... They can't get rid of one and be okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a base pair. It's like there's two models, and you're like, oh, gross, that other one.
What is going on here?
Yeah, man.
I have three X chromosomes, just in case I lose one.
Where's your Y chromosome, you stupid woman?
The triple X chromosome is the sexiest chromosome.
That's Vin Diesel's DNA structure.
Triple
X. And only a third of ice cubes. State of the Union reference, right, guys?
Yeah, sure.
Like, he's so female, he came, like, right back around to being, like, super male.
I'm so female, I came.
His vagina turned back into a penis.
Turned into an Audi.
Way God intended.
And then he drove away in it.
Audi.
It's a Maserati.
They're told that they're smart, that they can do anything, that they deserve respect merely for existing.
The nerve.
Now, that is a white trash construct, that you deserve respect for existing.
Yeah, why should people show each other respect? Why aren't we constantly shivving each other in the liver with sharpened popsicle sticks, fighting over the last crate of Oreos at Walmart?
I'm just telling you, white trash people... I came to the realization the other day that if anybody ever says, do you think you're better than me? The answer is yes.
Yeah, definitely. That's the punchline to that question, because it's only asked by people who are going to get the answer yes.
Now, there's a joke in there somewhere of shipping somebody with a popsicle stick, because there's jokes on popsicle sticks.
God damn it.
They're encouraged to derive self-worth not from their inherent feminine nature, but from their college degree, their job, or other illusory trappings of achievements in a man's world.
Dang women with their college degrees.
Yeah, come on, women. College degrees and jobs are for the men. Your guys' job is for crapping out kids and for making tasty sandwiches.
Marie Curie, more like Marie Curie this penis.
Marie Curie, my hangover. Yeah.
My penis is still radioactive after all these years.
Well, it's a very long half-life, Andy.
Yeah, it is. Slap.
Combine this with the white knighting and tendency of fathers and the sexual attention that attractive girls get and get from puberty forward, and you have a complete social meltdown in the making.
Yeah, the way that women are always trying to, like, better themselves. How gross. Like, so remember entitled. When they put motors on carriages? What about the horses?
Okay, I'm going to read the next sentence, and we're going to save the rest some of this for next time. Here are my reasons why girls should be discouraged from being confident.
These are my demands.
Okay, David. Hey, David.
Nice.
Where am I? High school?
Give me your top reason for why women shouldn't be confident.
Because their uterus is shaped like a bull's head. Final answer.
Check the board.
Uterus shaped like a bull's head. Top answer.
Whoa! Holy shit!
We questioned 100 random people and we said, what the fuck?
We questioned 100 random hillbillies squatting over trenches.
Totally random.
And this goes on and on on. I'm going to cut us off there.
It's just his manifesto.
See, and these are the type of people who will die alone, and I am glad of that. Like, this is the type of person who you root for to never find fulfillment, either artistically or any other way.
I'd say he's on the right track.
Yeah, and these type of people dig their own grave unless they do find some sock puppet masquerading as a woman, or rather a human, and ties them onto their wagon. And, you know, given how random life is, this dude will find exactly what he wants, because odds are he might.
And that angers me.
Yeah, McGruff the crime dog should look into this, because it ought to be a crime!
Motherfucker, I was watching TV in the break room the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And McGruff the Crime Dog was on television. I was like, what the fuck? They're bringing him back? No, it's a Geico commercial.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I did see that. Yeah.
I don't get, like, TV here. So when I saw McGruff, I was like, oh, they're bringing back McGruff. That's awesome.
I think I even saw him, like, on a YouTube commercial where I was like, what the fuck is McGruff doing? And then, like, the lizard shows up and I'm like, oh, what God the? Geico loves to, like, kick people in the dick. Because they did... And they do it way better than anyone else, even better than the old Energizer commercials. Like, the Energizer commercials, for those of you too young to remember, would start out as, like, a commercial for an orange Russian space drink that looked really well, or really good, and shot really well, and, like, the music's all there, and then the Energizer Bunny would just roll through that shit, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and with his stupid drum, and then he'd do his stupid turn, like, doop,
yeah.
Doop, doop.
I can't tell you how many fake products I got duped into, like, needing in my life. Yeah, I can't, like, my house is full of these fake products that Energizer insists on putting out, and I have to buy. I've got a whole, like, a 55-gallon drum of that orange space drink still in my back room there.
It's just called Tang.
Well, no, it was a knockoff of Tang. I can't remember what it was called. It was called, yeah, Tong. All right, guys, I guess... That's it. We've run out of stuff to talk about. So, let's wrap up the show with a round of staff recommendations.
Nerd.
Here's the thing, guys. You start growing a beard, you start taking care of yourself, you learn a few things about yourself and the world around you.
You get wiser.
What I want you guys to do is...
Older.
Say what?
You get wiser and older.
Yeah, that's definitely a side effect. But this is for anyone. Grow a beard, grow hair. What you want to do is go out and buy yourself a Kent comb. They are handmade combs. And it, like, night and day.
I approve of anything handmade. Like, the reason I love the Wusthof knives is because they're hand-forged.
Yeah.
Somebody took the time to be like, tong, tong. Mm-hmm,
exactly. And that's the great thing about these combs, is they're a nice hard sheet of sturdy, you know, acetate or whatever. They're hand sawn, hand polished. It's amazing. Like, I was using one of those extruded plastic jobs that come out of the mold that no one does any finishing work on. And it's like, if I had to go back to that, I would sooner run a garden rake across my goddamn face than give up my Kent comb. They're a little pricey for a comb. Mine cost me like $7 or $8.
Well,
when you said a little pricey, I was expecting more than that.
I was expecting more digits.
you like the good ones, you can spend $25 on a comb. But I'm sticking with the smaller model because I don't have anything up top to worry about, just down here. Dave, so
you don't understand my handmade addiction. I'm looking at a $150 bread knife.
I get it because
it's handmade an addiction.
I have jumped into any. That's the thing. Any hobby, anything you get into, you're gonna always gravitate toward the higher end because you're like, holy fuck! You take one step up, you realize how much better you make it on yourself, and you want to go straight to the top.
Yeah, and you never want to go back.
Never. That's why Elvis died on the toilet. He was like, this is the best I'll ever have it.
Let it end now.
This is a great toilet and the best shit I've ever had.
Yeah, I'm going through the same thing with photography. I had the 5300. I stepped up literally the next step up to the 72. Now I am totally ready to go and get an 800. Like,
David, I was looking at prices on these cameras the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in trouble?
Fuck you. I'm looking at $100 knives like, oh God, my price range.
No, I mean, for everybody, it's different. Now, I get my stuff cheap and used, so I'm not spending the prices that you're seeing. But that's the thing. A hobby has a ladder with three steps, and the ladder is 10 feet tall. And the first two are on the bottom, and the last one's on the top, because as soon as you take that first step, you're like, holy fuck, this is way better, and then you want to jump right to the top.
Yep, he's not lying.
Oh, and that's how I've jumped in, like, with my beard. Like, I was like, oh, this comb's fine. Saw a review of comb, and I'm like, nah, it can't be that much better. And I'm like, as soon as it, like, hit my face, if it were a movie, it would have immediately cut to me in heaven getting sucked off by three angels.
It's like the last Balian whale giving my face kisses.
Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael, but it was still a great blowjob.
Yeah, I mean, I was from up there, they all have long hair, and you can kind of just, like, go with it.
Well, they're sexless, I mean.
Yeah, with names like Michael and Gabriel.
But they are sexless.
I want to see your sources.
Not that day, Andy. Wink.
Angels are ill-equipped.
But I don't like that you're pulling that from dogma alone. If you can pull me a biblical source, I'll agree with you.
We don't trust dogma. Find me the Bible.
Yeah, someone get me a copy of that book. Oh.
Sorry, Corinthians 4:13. Angels ain't got no dicks.
Wow, they were really talking street back then.
That's what they mean by old school.
So, yeah, moral of the story is buy a Kent comb. It's great. The good thing about combs is not a lot of rungs. They're very close together. I don't think a $900 comb would be much better than the one I got. So it's a very low ceiling, easily attainable.
I think the other moral is if you're getting into a hobby, once you start to enjoy it, don't go for the middle step.
Yeah, I think that's right. Good advice from Andy. Andy, do you have anything to recommend to us?
I do. I've been, well, I'm at the middle step. Or I'm at the low end of a hobby of guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it when I'm playing because I'm like, it's like playing an instrument back in middle school. I'm like, plink, plonk, plonk, plonk.
Yeah.
But I have an app called Musician.
Okay.
It's free-ish.
What does that mean?
That seems like a yes or a no kind of thing.
Well, it's every day you can take a 10-minute to 15-minute lesson and then you're blocked off.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, it's $120 for a year, so $10 a month.
Okay.
And it teaches you chords and all that good stuff and songs and stuff. I was working on the Gravity Falls theme song today.
Oh, nice.
I can't believe there are still apps charging for any skill on the planet Earth now that YouTube exists.
Well, but this one actually judges me.
Oh, so it is like an interactive course.
It listens to the stuff that you're playing, and if you play stuff wrong, it's like, no. It
criticizes. Yeah.
There's the rub. But because, see, anything is available on YouTube. The only time I'm not on YouTube is never, because I'm always like, oh, I wonder how this does that, or I wonder what this looks like, or I want a review of this. I'm always on there, and you can find as many opinions as you want and really get a varied, like, good sample base of shit, unless you're, like, some dim-witted dumb fuck who watches one video and is like, that's all I need.
Well, that's me, but
Andy, broaden your sphere, please.
But I do like Musician. It's available for Android and iPhone. And it can do, right now, I think it can do guitar and bass.
I wish, I sit here in this chair right now because my amp is right behind me and I pluck away at the bass sometimes and I think, man, if the day only had 16 or 17 more fucking hours, I could squeeze this baby in there.
Yeah. Try musician. It's a 10-minute lesson and it's going to start you off basic. But for bass, that's not the hardest thing in the whole world.
But it can't do ukulele.
It's not. My thing is, now that I'm getting better at using Lightroom and like editing photos, I'm spending a lot more time in Lightroom editing photos, because when you learn, like, oh, this will make this better, and it's a fractally padded thing.
Like I learned two blues chords, and now I'm a blues master.
Well, you only have one more to go, so keep it up. Adam, what do you got for us?
Me and Andy went and saw A Quiet Place the other day.
I've heard a lot of good things about that.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
Now, despite the hooker at the very beginning of the movie that wanted to be on Facebook.
She may or may not have actually been a
hooker. The hooker who wanted to be on Facebook?
Like, right next to us.
Oh.
It's just Andy's movie.
In the movie.
It's my curse. Yeah.
That's not a character.
I turned to her and said, do you mind? And she goes, oh, I'm just getting off the phone. I was turning it off when I watched her, like, close a bunch of apps and then click Facebook and start browsing.
Oh, fuck. See, that's why I don't go to movies. I'm going to wait until The Quiet Place is on Netflix or Hulu, probably Netflix, and then just you know, not have to deal.
Despite that, like...
Despite that
was at the very beginning. I think that... Wasn't that during the trailers?
It was... No, it was right at the very beginning of the movie, and I stopped her. And before, like, during the trailers, we had nothing but old people, because we went very early. Very loud old people. This movie...
It's such a... I mean, as you might have guessed, it's such a quiet movie. Like, it's sort of like... forces that onto the audience.
It's like an audience participation.
Yeah, I think a lot of people hide or feel like they're hiding under the insanely loud movies that they go to.
Yeah. Well, like, this one was so quiet. Like, I had popcorn, and I didn't even want to eat it most of the time because I didn't want to make too much noise.
Yeah. But that's the thing. We live in an age where you can buy a TV when you adjust for, like, your distance away from it that's as big as a movie theater, and you can buy a sound system for $300. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather, you know, if there's going to be someone talking during the movie, it's going to be me. I'm going to be the one annoying people, not the other way around. God damn it.
That decision.
I like the theater experience for things like horror movies and big action spectaculars.
Yeah, I mean, there's still a place for it. But for me, it's I'm already lukewarm on movies. To have someone, which always happens, sit next to me. Pass.
Well, you need to speak up, because apparently it works. It's worked the last few times I've done it.
I'm sure it...
But Adam...
I'm sure it does.
That was it. Good morning.
All right.
The beasties in it are exceptional.
See, I was trying to know as little about it as I could in case I went to go see it and got a wild hair on my ass. And it's monsters, right? Not ghosts.
Well, it is creatures. I don't want to tell you too much.
Right. Well, I don't want to... You know, spoiler alert. I don't care about spoiler alerts. So,
spoiler alert,
Yeah, I've never been dissuaded from watching a movie after it's been spoiled. But when I found out they were like creatures instead of ghosts, I definitely got more interested, because I have had an impacted ass full of ghost movies.
But
creature movies are always better than ghost 100%.
Movies. 100%. Well, sometimes the creatures are dumb. These weren't.
Even when the creatures are dumb, at least they're not like...
No rules, ghosts.
Yeah.
That was one of my problems with the movie. I love the movie The Possession, where it was like Jewish ghost story thing.
That's a good one.
But at the end, like, it didn't seem like what they did mattered.
Yeah, that's the thing about ghost stories. Is like, because I'm a fan of like Insidious and all those type of like PG-13, no gore, but like super spooky ghost movies. But since ghosts are so nebulous and like their lore is literally anything you want it to be, they can really string those movies out for no reason other than just like, okay, here's another quiet scene in a hallway.
Yeah, I have a slight problem with ghost movies in that they always tend to end the same. We've solved this problem. No, we haven't.
Or did you?
Yeah, like if I see one movie that doesn't have like a jump scare at the end of that person who you didn't think had a ghost in them but definitely do now, like, I would shit a brick.
I'm going to warn you that A Quiet Place is kind of jump scare the movie.
But jump scares are fine if those are the thing. Like, if you're like, hey man, it's quiet and these things have nothing but they want to kill you. Like, there's no, like, you're not suspecting a building up of, like, a murderer coming after people and picking them off one at a time. It's like animalistic. So you'd be like, yeah, of course. Alligators don't stalk around, like, listening to scary music and sharpening an impractically large knife before they go and eat something.
The one from Ninja Turtles did.
He was you know, a flaw of science and nature. Krista, what do you got for us?
Well, I guess I can recommend Pampered Chef if you like to cook and you want good quality stuff that'll last you a long time. Pampered Chef is where it's at.
I do like the Pampered Chef stuff.
I was looking at the pans.
Do yourself a favor.
I go for the articles.
Here's do yourself a favor. Get yourself a pizza stone.
Yeah.
A pizza stone.
Yeah. You can get them like the big rectangular ones. I've had the same one for probably 20 years. Love the shit out of it. Even if you don't cook directly on it, if you put like a cookie sheet or something on it, the stone makes the heat. Well, this is also, I have an electric oven and it sucks, but the stone makes it heat so much more evenly than you would if it's just above the grate. So that's a nice hack to get around the shittiness of an electric element oven.
We just bought a stand mixer, so I've been looking into making my own pizza, and you need a stone.
Oh, yeah.
You definitely
They've
do.
Got round ones, and they probably have square ones, I'm not sure, but I recommend, we just got a round one from my free consultant kit.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
All their stuff is great. Now I can toss a bunch of the old shit that I was getting tired of. All right, guys.
I'm bored of this shit.
I thought cooking was up your alley. So, guys...
No, you bored of it.
Right. He was saying that you were...
Oh.
I was quoting David.
Man, that went right over my head.
Woo!
Got him good.
Zing!
What a zipper!
Zap!
Blackguard.
Blackguard! Guys, if you want to contact us, like much like Kayla did... Fuck! That reminds me. I still have like two voicemails from Joe that I keep forgetting about. Joe... Remind me, I'm going to text you sometime later. I want you to remind me a couple days after that. Got it? Good.
Good.
Holy shit. Otherwise, I'm not, you know, they're just sitting there. Yada, yada, yada. Fistfulpodcast@gmail.com. That's where you can get us for a limited time. Although I'm not going to shut that email down. So, you know, if you're hearing this.
That's pretty much David's email now.
Yeah, it's my really email now. I've had it for fucking 10 years.
God, 10 years.
Yeah. Since 2000.
Was I 23 when we started this?
Isn't that weird? We were in our 20s when we started this.
Ugh.
It is crazy.
No, seriously. Anybody listening, your 20s are shit.
Yeah, go back and listen to it. Ours were shit. Yeah. Dave at FistfulPodcast.com. Only going to have that one a little while longer, so no one uses it anyway. You can follow us on Twitter for a limited time. Facebook for a number of days, and I guess that's it.
Yeah, and I don't know how to make another sarcastic comment about a small amount of time.
Terrific. So guys, you know, until
a group of seconds.
Until next time, I'm winking. I'm Dave.
I'm Krista.
I'm just Andy this week.
And I'm a useless pancake bottle.
Saying, remember, kids, quit ladling your pancake batter! See you next time!
For this. Try to. Fistful of Podcasts Radio.